Are you ready to worship the Lord? We are glad you could join us tonight in person. Also, those of you online, amen. It is going to be a blessed night. Amen. Amen. All you people in the house, pull on the man of God tonight, and you will receive a blessing that will knock your socks off. And even those at home, we are partaking in communion tonight. So all those who don't have a communion cup, make sure you get one. You can see this lovely lady right here. She has the communion cups. You can raise your hand now. She can go around and give you one if you don't have one. Those of you listening at home, online, make sure you go prepare something. You can take communion with us. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just believing in that the body and the blood, amen, and partaking it unto you, hallelujah. Zion's Lions tonight with Beth Shell, she's over there. The Kingdom Kids with Lindsay Cyrus, she's right there. So kids, follow your teachers. Next week, the classes are going to be combined, and the kids will be having a harvest party. That's next Saturday, October 30th. So bring them, amen, all ages, come to the harvest party that they have planned. Please check out our new calendars, bulletins. We just got them printed up. There is much info in there from now until the end of the year. So you want to check it out. There's lots of stuff in there that is going on, happening at our church. So please, please check it out. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Chris and I want to let you know that we have decided to change some things up for our fellowship downstairs. We want to have host families, listen to me, families that sign up and say, I want to take the fellowship tonight. And just bring a pie, bring cookies, bring a vegetable tray. We don't want no big meals because it's too hard. But if you're willing to host a night, just let us know. Next week we'll have that going around. And you can sign up. If somebody's here that's an individual, that they're single or something, you can team up with another person. Amen. The women that are single, they can team up with somebody else. Hallelujah. So we believe, listen, this is a body ministry. We want to serve people. It is exciting to wait and serve on people. So just keep that in mind. Amen. And last night, woo, this girl up here knocked it out of the park with Daniel party last night. There were 18 kids here last night. 18. And they just had a wonderful time. Thank you to all the helpers. Kristen wanted to thank you to all those that helped her out last night. And thank you, Kristen, for having a heart for our kids. Amen. She put a lot of time in it. So thank you, Kristen. And on that note, come on Wednesday. She has class on Wednesday nights at 6:00. So come to the Jay Walker class. We also have prayer and Bible study that night beginning at 6:00. You don't want to miss it because Wednesday night have been powerful. Amen. Prayer and praise and worship and into the word with Pastor Chris. So would you stand with me? Amen. Are you ready to worship the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I was just thinking tonight that we have to just keep standing on the promises. I was telling my class the other day that things come at you harder sometimes when you're pressing more into Him. But don't give up. Keep going. Keep pressing. I believe we're on the verge of a breakthrough. Some things begin to break through. Do we need a breakthrough in certain areas? Hallelujah. I know personally there's some friends of mine that are on my heart. They need a breakthrough. Amen. So we as a church keep pushing. Keep pressing. Amen. Keep pressing into the things of God. So Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you that you're an almighty God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be adored. Hallelujah. There is nothing impossible with my God. And if we are faced up against something that seems impossible, that we just need to settle ourselves tonight, Lord God, and know, Lord God, that you have it. Lord, nothing is impossible with you. And we thank you for our healings, Lord God. We thank you for our breakthroughs, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you walk with us, Lord God, every step of the way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our teachers. We thank you for our worship team, Lord God. We thank you for this body ministry, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. You have been such a good, good Father. And we just want to say tonight, we love you. Say it, church. We love you, God. We love you, God. There is none other God but you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Don't forget your offering. Hallelujah. Let's worship.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who can carry that kind of weight? It was my doom till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my doom till I met you. You called my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. In your name, when I met you, you called my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing, now the love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. 'Cause when you call my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now call my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness to your glorious day.
Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Well, I just welcome everyone, and I just encourage you. I hear a bunch of you praising, and if even if you don't feel like praising, praise Him, because He's worth it. He's worthy of the praise and the honor. If you don't know the songs, well, a lot of you won't know this song because it's a new song, but just try to jump in whenever you feel comfortable, and just you can always praise and worship God during when you're not knowing the song. So
I freedom, inviting us to come into your kingdom. One day in your house is better. We belong to you forever, Jesus.
We would shout your name if we had a thousand tongues to sing your praise. We would listen to everyone to tell of your praises, tell of your glory.
Glory to the dawn who brought us healing. We have come to crown you with our singing. Every tongue and every nation, we will bow in adoration.
We will shout your name if we had a thousand tongues to sing your praise. We would lift them, everyone, to tell of your praise, tell of your glory. hold you down. Yeah, you rose to life. Such an awesome God. So mighty. So holy. So wonderful. Such an awesome God. So selfless. So generous. So faithful.
Such an awesome God.
Such an awesome God. So mighty. So holy. So wonderful. Such an awesome God. So selfless. So generous. So faithful.
We're going to see that again.
Such an awesome God. So mighty, so holy, so wonderful, such an awesome God, so selfless, so generous, so faithful you are, such an awesome God. Our God.
above all names. Oh, thank you, Lord.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great
is our God. Name above all names.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great
is our God. Name above all names.
You're the name above all names. You're worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great.
My heart will sing.
My heart will sing how great.
My heart will sing.
My heart will sing how great.
Oh Lord.
My heart will sing how great.
Yes,
oh, my heart will sing how great
is our God.
Above all names, for the name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great
is our God.
Yes, He's the name above all names. He is the name above all.
Declare that tonight to God with confidence, God. I stand in a position, God, with confession on my lips to God, that you're my God.
Hallelujah.
We say that with confidence, God. Father God, I pray here tonight, God, that those that feel that any less than that, God, I pray to God, Lord, that they be overwhelmed by your love and by your mercy, by your goodness, God. That, God, Lord, your heart and your desire is that we would all come into the unity of knowing who you are, coming to the greatness of knowing who you are as our God. That we all can declare that He's my God.
Hallelujah.
He's my God, and I am His. God, we give you glory, we give you praise. There's no other name like your name. There's no other name that saves like Jesus. There's no other name that we could declare in receive healing but your name. And God, Lord, we give you glory for that. We give you thanks for that, God. God, Lord, we do not take it lightly, God. We come here tonight with honoring the name that's above all name, God. The name that's above all name, God. We give you glory. We stand here with confidence, God, knowing, hallelujah, that there's no other name. There's no other God greater than our God. We give you glory and we give you praise. In his name, we declare, hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy, not just the portion of your worship, but all your worship. Look at these kids running out of here. Come on. They're getting ready to go to their class. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Praise. Now, thank you, praise team. They did that new song, and I love the other ones. All of them did an amazing job. You guys are just, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you understand that sometimes if you got one musician or the drummer's not here tonight, we're praying for him. But you get somebody out, it kind of, but they continue to flow. Press in. Stay pressed in. Come on, tell someone, keep on walking. Say, keep on walking.
Good, Randy.
Say, keep on walking. I'm going to get you excited tonight because I really feel like preaching tonight, if that's all right. Come on, amen. I feel like preaching tonight, brother. I feel like preaching because I got something in my heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes I want you, I feel it in my heart. I just want you, if you ain't excited about Jesus, come on up here, I'm going to pray for you. Come on, amen. But there's a fire burning and I'm here to encourage you, to strengthen you, to tell you, keep on walking. Keep on walking. Hallelujah. See, if the enemy will do anything he can to try to keep you, to stop from walking. Hallelujah. But you got to keep on walking. Tell someone else you got to keep on walking. Someone else, you got to keep on walking. Don't stop walking. Hallelujah. And listen, and when I say walking, I mean that you got to hold on to what God's saying. Hold on to what God's doing. Take hold of what God, what the words that God gave, and be a walk it out. Say walk it out. I hear it a lot tonight because I wanted to be in your spirit. So when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're walking around, what are you doing? I'm walking it out. I want you to see this and understand something, that God's doing something. And sometimes you're walking something out, but there's something even greater. I want you to hear this. Sometimes some people might not be as far as you are right now. And we need some people. I really feel this. We got to get some people that are in a place where that they're cheering. Keep on walking. Hear me tonight. Because some people they might feel like they're at the end of the rope. They might feel like that. They feel like there might not be hope, but there's something within them feel like they got to keep going. And there's somebody that maybe you're just that person. You ever see the people on the marathon? And they're just reaching out to give you water. Because you're really thirsty. And you got someone handing you water saying, come on, you got this. Come on, you're going to get through this. Come on, listen. I feel that this is a church that my heart is that we're walking it with one another. That we're at a place where that we're going to walk through some things together. And then we're going to hold on because you might not be where I am. But listen, I don't want to leave you there. Come on, amen. I'm going to pull you. Come on, I'm going to do whatever it is. I'm going to encourage you to keep on going. Come on, I'm going to get you in front of me. That I'm going to say, come on, you got this. Come on, you're going to get through this. Come on, tell someone you're going to get through this. Come on, you're going to get through this. You need somebody sometimes to cheer and say, come on, you got this. Come on, you're going to get up again. You might fall down, but you're going to get up again. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Come on. Come on, cheer. Say, come on, you got this. Hallelujah. You got this. Because I'm telling you this, that there's been specific people in my life at specific moment that God used to say, you got this. To grab my hand and say, come on, walk it out. it out. Say, walk it out. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures just to let you take hold of this. Psalms 37:12 says this, or 37:23. The steps, say the steps, the walk of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God delights that you keep on walking, that you keep on moving forward. Come on, there's sometimes that we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. But you got to keep walking. There's some things that I don't see in front of me, but God says, I want you to just do one thing. Don't try to figure it out before you get there. You'll frustrate yourself. Just keep walking. Keep moving towards me. Hallelujah. He says, though he fail, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hands. Here, up. Just keep on walking. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Keep walking. Keep walking. Deuteronomy. Let me give you a couple of scriptures, all right? I had a whole bunch about walking. Yea, you shall walk in all my ways, which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Tell someone, keep walking. Just get ready. Come on, you'll help me preach tonight. Amen. Deuteronomy 8, verse 6. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Wow. For the Lord thy God will bring you into a good land. But you've got to keep on walking. 1 John 1:7. You don't have to look these up. These are going to be quick. It says, but if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Your fellowship with God. If you keep walking. See, the enemy wants to distract you. And to keep you from walking. Walking it out. Come on, say walk it out. He wants to distract you. He wants to keep you from moving forward, moving on from where you are. That you begin to walk out what God has spoken to you. Come on, amen. That we just don't stay in that one place. That last week we talked about that there's got to be more. Say there's got to be more. So if we could say there's got to be more, we got to keep walking it out. That we got to keep moving forward. Come on. Because there's got to be more. And sometimes what we do is we settle for just when we just for the little. That God wants us to experience something even greater from where we are, from where we first began. Amen. He wants us to experience his greatness. Come on. And all that we do, that we got to keep on walking through some of these things and experiencing him. That God wants it to be my provision. Amen. But sometimes I might have to walk through not having something to find out and to grab hold of that he is my provision. Come on. Sometimes I got to walk through some physical ailments. Come on. Yeah, you've had some physical ailments. Come on. I've had some things that have gone wrong with my body. And sometimes I feel like I got to walk through some things. And I begin to get hold of that he is my healer. I got to walk through the scriptures that by his stripes we were healed. Sometimes you got to walk some of those things out. Not as if you see them, but you walk in faith, believing that it's settled within you. Because when you stop, something's disagreeing with God. But you got to walk it out. Tell someone it's a journey. You're not alone. Because God desires to walk it with you. We're going to get into it. This is not going to be a short series. Because we got to learn to walk it out. And I believe there's so many different things that we can see from God's desire for us to walk with Him. You can learn the deeper end of that if you come on Wednesdays. So 2 Corinthians 5:2, walk by faith and not by sight. Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be in agreement? One will go one way, one will go the other. They got to be in agreement. Amen? And I want you, I'm here to help you. God's ways are right. Let's check out, and I want you, let's just go here. Hebrews 12. Or I'm sorry, Genesis 12. You can turn that off, Randy. Genesis 12. I want you to check this out. Genesis 12, verse 1. And I just want to give you just an example. Because of these different ones in the Word of God, where that I began to search out the word walking. And they're all the through the Scriptures, these different ones where it came from Noah. He walked faithful with God. Abraham walked faithful with God. Isaac walked faithful with God. I want you to hear this because there's something about that. The word walk is consistent with the word faithful. God wants you to be faithful. Say, be faithful with what God gives you. He wants you to multiply it in your heart. See, the faith that we begin, that as we walk with God, it gets bigger. Come on, tell someone it gets bigger. It increases within my life. As I walk with God through life and through experiences that I go through some things, I begin to realize there's no other name greater than my God. There's nothing greater than people that have walked through life with God that you could look at those ones and see, like David said, that I've never seen the righteous, the ones that have walked with God, be forsaken or begging for bread. Doesn't mean that you don't go through things, but you got to walk it out. So now, the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. There's three things he deals with. He deals with his country of where he was settled, where he was his birthing place. You get some roots growing. If you've been somewhere long enough, you get roots growing into the ground. And sometimes what happens is that the hardest thing to do is move from places that are established by our flesh and our own emotions or whatever that might be, and having ourselves rooted in those places, and God begins to pull you from that place to where He desires you to be. I want you to know that God loves you so much that He won't leave you where you are. I say this all the time, that the Bible, we understand that you come as you are, but we're not meant to stay that way because of what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. We have everything through Christ to be overcomers. To walk this thing out with victory. And to have some testimonies of the greatness of our God. And he says, and Abraham, get thee out of thy land, the country, out of thy kindred. And that's always hard too, where that sometimes you begin to get ties, and even with family members. Sometimes you get caught up, and even in churches, where that sometimes that you know, and something within your spirit feels there's got to be more. But sometimes we settle in certain places, and we establish and camp out in those places. And God put something before Abraham, and he began to say this to him. He began to declare it to him. He says, now the Lord said, get thee out of thy country. It's time to move. And he said, unto the land that I will show you. I'm not even going to tell you where it is. I just want you to walk by faith.
I just want you to walk. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith, when he was called, he went. It was by faith. He walked it out. There's some things that we try to figure out, but there's some things I want you to know that when you're walking with God, I want to help you tonight. I want you to know that you just got to walk it out. You just got to walk it out. You got to keep trusting. And we got to get beyond that point. Sometimes you got to get beyond that point of where you are. It's just you got to get ahead of that place. Wherever that place, whether you're rooted from or whatever that thing might be, say whatever that thing might be. You just got to get some distance. I'm here to tell you, it gets easier with some distance. But unless you're willing to move, unless you're willing to go farther, hallelujah, you're still going to struggle the same thing over and over again. God presented himself to say, I got something greater. I'm presenting you with the truth. I'm giving you the truth. And it's up to you to embrace it. It's up to you. I can't walk it for you. I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. Hallelujah. I'll even help you up whenever you begin to. And I'll order your steps in front of you. But you got to walk it out. I wish God would just honestly just put me on his shoulders and run. But I'm here to tell you, you got to walk it out. And he says, you got to walk it out. Some things you don't see, but by faith you got to walk it out. Sometimes we get comfortable in what you know. This is where he is right here. I don't know whether he was living in his father's basement playing Nintendo. Say, it's time to move. Papa's gone and it's time to move on. Sometimes we like the comfort zones. We like those comfortable places. But I really feel that God is urging his people to walk it out. To begin to walk. And to begin to experience God for themselves. With their walk with God. We did a conference a long time ago, a youth conference, and it was called Our Walk. What's that? Yeah, Our Walk 93. That's what it was, yeah. It was Our Walk. Say Our Walk. It impacted a lot of kids because they realized that, listen, it's your walk. It's not my walk. It's your walk. You got to walk it out. You can't depend on me to walk it out for you. I want you to know that I want to live in a place that I can protect my daughter. I want to be the one in front of her, but she's got to walk it out on her own. When she tells me about some of the customers, I want to sit outside the drive-thru of McDonald's and correct their attitudes. Excuse me, I want to be on the other side of the window when they say something bad about my daughter or say something rude. They didn't get their cheeseburger fast enough. I want to stick my head in the other side of the window. I'm joking. But she's got to walk it out. She's got to learn that sometimes people are rude and choose not to be that way. That I got to be different. Tell someone I got to be different. I just got to lay this out. I'm not going to hurry. Is that all right? You got to help me preach, though. I feel like I got to preach here. I feel something in my heart here. And he says, and I will make of thee a great nation. Say, I will. I will bless you. And I will make your name great. I will. You don't have to worry. God takes the pressure off us. You don't have to try to make your name great. It's when we get in trouble, is we try to make ourselves great. But God says, I will. I will bring you forth. I will get you there. But you got to walk it with me. Listen. You got to trust me. He says, and make your name great, and thou shalt be, say be, a blessing. I want you to get this and understand that we are to be a witness to the world. Just handing somebody a track about Jesus don't cost you nothing. Good thing to do. Give me back my track. But here's the thing. Being witness will cost you everything. to be a witness, to love people where they are, the way Jesus loved you, to be a witness of Him, to be a blessing of God. He says, I'm looking for some people to be a blessing. Sometimes we like the blessing. I love the blessing. Come on, you all love the blessing. But God says, listen, once you know I am the blessing, He is the blessing, come on, you will be the blessing. When I know the blessing, I'll be a blessing. When I know the blessing, I'll be a blessing. When I'm in this relationship with Him and I'm walking with Him and I'm knowing Him, coming to this intimate relationship with the Father, agreeing with Him, walking Him with it, even though I don't see in front of me too far, but I'm trusting Him, I can be a witness. I have the authority to say to people that are behind me, come on, come on, man, it's okay. Come on, just keep on coming. Because God's faithful. Because I'm a witness. I'm a witness of His faithfulness. Come on, God wants us to be a witness of His faithfulness. That He doesn't fail. That He's faithful. Sometimes people say, well, God failed me. You stop walking it out. You stop walking it out. Come on, amen. But sometimes there's a comfortable place that we get to know. But God says, I want you to know me, to be a blessing. So Abraham departed what the Lord spoke unto him, and he went with Lot with him, and Abram was 75 years old. Tell someone it's never too late to walk it out. I got a long ways to go before I hit 75, so it's closer than I think, though. But we got to walk it out. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance. And they had gathered in their souls, and they had gotten in the hand in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And listen, Abram, his name isn't changed yet to Abraham, because he's got to walk some things out. But Abram passed through a land. I want you to get this and hear this. He passed through a land. In a place of Shishim, unto the plain of Morah. And the Canaanite was then in the land. But he passed through. See, we got to keep on walking. Because sometimes the first place we come to, we just want to settle. The first place that I can find a comfortable chair. That I got to sit down. That I got to get to that place. To the first place of comfort. But sometimes that's what we do. I want you to hear you tonight. That listen, sometimes what we do is we come to our first revelation that we get. And we begin to create a church around it and call it a denomination. I'm not knocking denominations. I'm not knocking churches. But I want you to know that's why there's so many. Because what happens is we built a tent and we were meant to keep on walking. That you get a revelation of Him, of knowing who He is. But we were meant to continue to walk it out. Not just to build around that denomination or that understanding of what that was, who God was to us. Doesn't change that God was that or we forget that. But we were meant to keep on moving. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. We were meant to increase, to expand. We're meant to get bigger. Come on, amen, in God. We were meant to be witnesses, to be the light of the world, to be a testimony, to go beyond one point and know God in a greater depth. Because there's people that are behind you that are waiting for you to go to the next level. That you can be a witness to them. Do you know that there was that 5 million people came out of Egypt? Something 3 millions. I wasn't there, but someone told me that. Technically, because they don't count all the children, this and that, you know. Do you know that not everybody heard what Moses said? million people, that's a long line. If you're in the back, you better hope that the people in front of you are listening. Because the story changes as you go. Did you ever do that? I did that with my youth group many years ago. You whisper in one kid's ears, and by the time it got to the end, it was nothing like what you started. You're making stuff up. I feel that, man, that they have no, they don't know what Moses says, but man, this sounds good to me. We're just going to go for 5 more miles and we're going to live. This is going to be great. 40 years later, you're a liar. Well, that's what he told me. So you got to keep on walking. And it says, so sometimes what we do is we pass through some places, but we build camps before we arrive. Before we arrive. We got to keep walking. Does that make sense to you? It's like we had all the answers. I want you to know that I have studied the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ from the moment I was saved. And I have not touched the depths of what he did for me. And I cannot build a denomination around it. It's bigger than that. It says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, unto the seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Now there's a couple things that I just want to dissect there, but it says that he built an altar. That altar is a place of sacrifice. Tell someone, something had to die. Where there's an altar, where there's a place of sacrifice, something has to die. I want you to know that for God to appear, something has to die. That old nature, come on, there's some things that's got to fall off. That in the walk of that journey, I want you to hear this and know that if you walk with God long enough, some things are going to fall off. You keep walking with God. I'm telling you, whenever things hold on to you, you stop walking. Because the closer you are to him, the easier it is to let some of those things go. Amen. Come on, that's good. Come on, because when I'm holding on to things, I'm stopped in a place. Whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's anger. And those things are real. Those things happen to us. But don't stop moving. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Get beyond that point, beyond that moment, and get it behind you. Because if you keep walking with God, those things get behind you far enough, you say, what was the big deal about that? Are you all right? You love me? Half of you. Thank you. Let's check this out. Can you look up Philippians? Philippians 3, 12, 14. Is that where we are? Know that as not as I already attained, either we're already perfect, but I follow after. Keep walking. If that have oft apprehend that for which I am also apprehended. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things. Say, forget those things. That are behind. The only way it gets behind you, if you keep walking. Does that make sense? Come on, amen. The only way that it's going to get behind you, if you keep walking. I learned this on my walk with God. Come on, amen. Because there's some things that, man, I just want to root right here and say, nope, nope. Nope, that's not okay. I preach to myself here. Come on. Some things are just, you know, we act like we got it all together, but there's some things that sometimes they offend us and we want to just, you know, just be upset at this moment. But if we want to get it behind us, you got to keep on walking. Forgetting those things that are, those things which are before, he says, and pressing on, which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things that are before us. Say Jesus. He says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling
Come on, in Christ Jesus. Amen? Press on. So here we go. So there's something they built. So he builded this altar and God appeared. We said it last week. We said this, that the Bible says that no man has seen God. But God tells us to seek his face. And it says here, God appeared. I want you to know that, listen, where there's a sacrifice, something died. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Amen? No man. But if we walk in Christ, I promise you, we see God. We experience God. Amen? He says, and he said, he removed them thence, and he went to, and it goes through this, and it says, and Abraham journeyed, going on still. Say, he kept going. He kept going. Now, I'm going to give you another one, Genesis 5. I just think this is interesting. And I feel like maybe I just got to lay these out for you so that we could see these. Because this really helped me. Is it okay? This helped me. Because it made me see some things. And it says in Genesis 5:21, and it says, and Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God 900, oh, I'm sorry, where am I at? I lost my page. It says, and all the days, 100 years, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were how many? 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and he was not. Now there's something here that there's not much about this man, and we could just begin to see something. There's something powerful about this story, about this little space that we hear, because he is in the hall of faith. And all we know about this man is this. He's a husband. He's a father. And he walked with God. And you know something that arrested me? There's something powerful about that. It doesn't, I know in Jude it talks about a prophetic, but not in this right here. That it just tells us that the simplicity of where he was. See, sometimes when we're walking, we begin to get bored with some things. But the Bible says that he walked with God and was not. For 365 years, and it speaks to me of 365 days. And sometimes in the midst of those days, you get distracted with your walking with God. But it's telling me that just in the mundane of walking in life, it was sacred to Enoch. There's something powerful about this, that he walked with God in the mundane of things. He didn't look at it like it was just, oh, ho, hum. But it was a powerful illustration for 365. There's nothing ho-hum about walking with God. There's nothing boring. If it is, we stopped walking. Because if you keep walking, even if you're a father, even if you're just a husband, whatever that might be, that's enough if you walk with God. Sometimes we like the titles. We like the rings. We like the names. We like all the ministry, whatever this might be, but I'm telling you, there's something sacred about the mundane, about the rhythm of life, that you don't look at it as being ho-hum, but it's sacred. It's sacred when you're riding with God on your way to work, and you take that moment to initiate the conversation with God. There's something powerful. There's nothing mundane about that when you're sitting in your car and you're having a conversation with God Almighty and you're walking life out and you're presenting your day to God and say, here where we are, God. I got these things to deal with. There's this and that, God, Lord, and I want to walk it out with you, God. I don't want to do it without you. There's nothing mundane about that. There's nothing boring about that. But there is when I stop walking. Because the Bible says that he was not. if you walk with God long enough, some of those things you struggle with disappear. And it's no longer you, but it's Christ that's in you. There's something sacred about that. Amen? Are you okay? We got to keep walking. We got to keep walking. I really don't want to get into the rest of that because there's a lot to that, to the next part of this whole thing. But I just want to give you Ephesians 2. Are you okay? I got a lot to put on your plate, and I'm not going to put it all on at one time. I really think there's some powerful things about walking this thing out that seems mundane to some people, but it's not. It's sacred. It's a sacred walk. Because God initiated from the beginning that we walk with Him. That in Him I live, I move, and I have my being. God wants you to have your being in Him. What happens is we begin to have our doing and not our being. Amen? Philippians 2, or Ephesians 2, and it says, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversations in times past, with the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of disobedience, even as others, but God," say, "but God, who is rich in mercy, and for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ. By grace you are saved. And He hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Jesus, that in the ages to come that we might show the exceedingly riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you're saved through faith. And it's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained," help me end this, "that we should walk in them." That we should walk in what God has ordained for our lives, and to walk it out. I want you to know that Jesus walked out what the Father presented Him in this earth until the end, and He said, "It is finished." We got to walk it out. And there's some moments in our lives that I wanted to get into with Adam and Eve, that there's some distractions that come along our way to disrupt us. And one of the biggest things is when we come to a place where that when we feel like you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that's a wall that we face that holds us back from going further. See, sometimes what we do is get our eyes on the sin of what people are doing, but the result of why they do that is because they don't know who they are. Because if I understand that who I am in Christ and that I'm worthy, I wouldn't do some of those things. The act of those things are a secondary result of the first thing. It's me not knowing who I am in God. It's when I disagree with what God says I am. When I believe a lie that tells me I'm less than what God has said, and I stop agreeing with God. And I don't move forward. So we've got to get beyond that point and be in that relationship with God as we walk with God, that we trust Him. We begin to walk in the Spirit. As we walk in the Spirit, hallelujah. The Bible says as you walk in the Spirit of God confirms that you are sons and daughters of God. Tell someone you are. You are. We are sons and daughters of God. I wanted to share a lot more, but sometimes I don't want to put too much on our plates. But I really feel that there's some things as we look in the Word of God and we see that the children of Israel, they walked out of Egypt. The children of Israel, they walked through the Red Sea. When the children of Israel, when they disagreed with God about the promised land, He said, keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. And maybe some of the stuff will just fall off you if you just come in agreement with who I am. But keep walking. It might seem that it's too simple, but we make it complicated. Because He says, I will bless you. I will multiply you. I will make you great. Whatever you're lacking, I'll supply. Keep walking. Don't disagree with what I said about you, who you are. You are my children. You are my sons and daughters. And we have the confidence as we come together, as we walk with God, as we get ready to take this communion. Kelly, come up here. You can just play something. I'm just going to have him play something. I want you to get this if you get your communion together. This isn't mundane. But the Bible tells us that Jesus says, as he took the bread, He broke it. As He took the wine, drank it. He was saying that, listen, when you do this in remembrance of Me. Do this in remembrance of who I am. And keep doing it. See, because it reminds me of what He did for me at the cross. I've not arrived. But I reach forth to Him who apprehended me and what He apprehended for me. I'm reaching. I can't always see in front of me. But God says, keep walking. And the Spirit of God is calling His people. I hear this tonight. The Spirit of God is calling to come, Father. Keep coming. Keep coming. There's been some distractions along the road. There's been some things that try to discourage you, to cause you to stop walking. There might even been some roadblocks. But I'm here to tell you that, listen, God has placed some people in your lives to get you over those ones that you keep on walking. Keep on moving forward, that you overcome. That you be a witness unto God of His greatness. There's nothing greater is for me as a pastor to hear the testimony of what God did in your life. To hear the glory and the power of what God did through you and to you. But it begins with remembering every day. Reminding ourselves of what He did for me. The Son of God became the Son of Man, so that the Son of Man could become the Son of God. That's what He did for us. Would you stand to your feet?
Jesus, he took the bread. And he blessed it. And he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it unto them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Amen. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We thank you for your blood that was shed, your body that was bruised for us. We thank you for taking it, Lord God, to the cross. And by your stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. So we apply this to our bodies tonight, Lord God. And we thank you. And all your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, your love towards us, Lord God. And as the word was tonight, Lord God, that we will, as a body, walk out. Lord God, walk it out. Keep walking. Keep going, Lord God. Even when things get difficult, Lord God, we will not stop. We will not give up, Lord God, but just keep walking with you, Lord Jesus. Give us the strength day by day to get up and keep going in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this body, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that is here tonight, Lord God. Whatever the need may be, you have met it tonight in this place, Lord God. And we just ask, Lord God, that you go with us this week, Lord God. Give us much, Lord God, much, much, much wisdom and strength through the week, Lord God, that we can endure, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for this word. May we take it into us, Lord God, and keep walking it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God that he never stopped walking all the way through the cross. And we'll declare that with all of our hearts that we are. Come on, God's knocking. Open up and let him in.